Nolte, Obama's Netflix grooming syndicate drop gay wedding and kiss into kitty cartoon. By John Nolte on October 1, 2025. After four seasons spent luring little kids into watching the animated program, Ada Twist, scientist, the Netflix grooming syndicate decided to drop a gay marriage and same-sex kiss into season 4's 11th episode, Blue River Wedding. Here's the clip. This blatant act of grooming was co-produced by Higher Ground Productions, the entertainment company founded by Barry and Michelle Obama in 2018. This is not a show aimed at adults or even teenagers. It is aimed at little kids, and now we know it is aimed at shattering the innocence of little kids by introducing them to deviant lifestyles long before they are ready. This is not the first time Netflix has sought to aggressively normalize the sexualization of children, which, of course, makes it much easier for perverted adults to sexually exploit them. Back in 2021, the groomers at Netflix went after little kids with transsexual propaganda during two seasons of the animated series Dead End, Paranormal Park. 18 months ago, Netflix's Coco Melon Lane, which is also aimed at kids 2 and up, featured a little boy in a dress dancing for his gay dads. Then there was Netflix's Reprehensible Cuties, a movie tailor-made to excite child molesters. This week, and led by billionaire Elon Musk, a boycott launched against the Netflix grooming syndicate. Reportedly, thousands are canceling their Netflix subscriptions. Let's hope the boycott grows and Netflix stops targeting little kids with innocence-shattering grooming techniques. So why would Netflix and Disney and the rest target innocent little kids with something so amoral and indefensible? The answers are obvious. First off, these pigs want to ruin your children's innocence. They get off on it. There is no other reason to introduce unsuspecting little kids to confusing adult sexuality. Further, Netflix knows parents tend to sit kids down in front of these shows and then walk away to do whatever. So this is the sinister way Hollywood degenerates exert their influence over kids. Secondly, this kind of stuff will forever damage a child's idea of sexuality. And without a healthy sexuality, you get a troubled kid who grows into a troubled teen who grows into a troubled adult. That's what Democrats want: neurotic, broken, angry, and confused people who are easy to manipulate, who are more likely to depend on the government, and are therefore more likely to vote Democrat. Rugged individualists and normal people do not vote for Democrats. To be clear, I have no issue with gay content for adults, and if a parent feels that once their child reaches a certain age, it's time to introduce them to such things, that's up to the parent. I may not agree with the decision, but unless it's hardcore porn, which is what Democrats want in elementary schools, it's none of my business. Hollywood pushing this on all kids, on every kid, and sneaking it into established programs aimed at toddlers, is demonic and unforgivable. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.